Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Let's start us off with a talk about it question. The question today is, what natural places do you most like to explore and why?
Well, I always love going to the beach, especially when there's a beach where you can see mountains at the same time. I enjoy looking at the view and walking through the sand.
Oh, I think it's so hard to choose. From the beach to the desert to the mountains, each place offers something unique. And thankfully, in today's travel article, we'll talk about a variety of different places.
That's right. Our article today is called The Quiet Beauty of the Baltics. Let's get going with our first reading for today.
The Quiet Beauty of the Baltics. Whether you love nature, history, or culture, you'll find it in the Baltics. Have you ever dreamed of a place where ancient forests whisper secrets, the blue sea bathes golden sand, and medieval cities seem frozen in time? Welcome to the Baltic states, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, three small but unforgettable countries in Northern Europe.
Hello everyone, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 我们先来看几个跟 dream 有关的动词片语。首先是 dream of, 意思是梦见或是梦想。譬如 Holly dreamed of opening a child-friendly salon that would specialize in cutting and styling hair for children. Holly 梦想开一家儿童友善沙龙，专门为孩子们剪发和做造型。另外一个呢是 dream up, 意思是虚构或是想出，特别呢是指奇特或创新的想法。譬如 Ryan managed to dream up a fun party game that kept his friends entertained for hours. Ryan 想出了一个有趣的派对游戏，让他的朋友们开心了好几个小时。再来看 dream on,通常呢会用在对话中，意思是痴人说梦或是别想了，带有一点嘲讽的语气。例如 When Daniel said he would finish the race first, Alex laughed and told him to dream on because the competition was tough. 当 Daniel 说他会率先跑到终点时， Alex 大笑并告诉他别做梦了，因为竞争非常激烈。
You'll find a whole variety of travel experiences in the Baltics, the set of countries that borders the Baltic Sea.
And we find out right here in our article, whether you love nature, history, or culture, you'll find it in the Baltics. It sounds like this is a very varied place to visit.
Yes, absolutely. We learn all about it in our article today. We see...Have you ever dreamed of a place where ancient forests whisper secrets?
This is very poetic, to whisper secrets. The word whisper means to speak very quietly.
Yes, to whisper. For example, she will whisper the secret in his ear. Now, here, it's not actually whispering, it's just poetic language.
That's right, because, of course, ancient forests can't actually whisper, but if you've ever taken a walk through a forest, friends, you know that as you hear the wind in the tree leaves, it might feel that way.
Yeah, it might feel like they have something mysterious to share. We read on, they can whisper secrets. The blue sea bathes golden sand, and medieval cities seem frozen in time.
We have more poetic language here with the word bathes. Here, it doesn't mean to take a bath. It means that something is being covered by or filled with light.
For example, sunlight bathes a room that gets a lot of sunlight.
We have another word to talk about here, and it's that word medieval. Medieval is talking about something related to the Middle Ages.
For example, a castle might be medieval. Many of them are in Europe.
So, we see here in our article, we're being asked a question. Have you ever dreamed of these types of places? Well, there's an answer.
Well, welcome to the Baltic States. We're saying that these countries have these things. The countries specifically are Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. Three small but unforgettable countries in Northern Europe.
All right, so we are going to be looking at these three countries that are considered the Baltic States. Have you ever been to this part of the world, Garrett?
I have not, but I've looked into it. I'm quite curious about it.
Well, we're going to learn more about it today and all the things you can see and do there. Let's continue on now with our next reading.
The quiet beauty of the Baltics. The Baltic Sea massages their coasts, giving them their name. In summer, people flock to the sun-kissed beaches of Jūrmala, Latvia. Pine forests line the beaches, and grand wooden villas, reminders of Jūrmala's 19th century history as a spa town, peek out from the trees.
After the long run, Anna asked her mom to massage her shoulders to relax her tight muscles. 在长跑之后， Anna 请妈妈帮她按摩肩膀以放松紧绷的肌肉。Massage 也可以当名词，譬如 During their monthly spa day, the sisters each booked a much-needed full-body massage.在每月一次的 SPA 日时，姐妹俩各自预约了急需的全身按摩。另外，女按摩师的英文是 masseuse， 男的按摩师呢则是 masseur。譬如 ，During the appointment, the masseuse helped Mike relax by working on his back and shoulders after a long stressful day。在疗程中，女按摩师按摩 Mike 的背部和肩膀。帮助他在经历漫长又充满压力的一天后放松身心。
So we know that there are many different experiences to be had in the Baltic countries. Let's talk about some of them that you can find in the middle country of Latvia.
We're first taking a trip to the Baltic Sea. We read, the Baltic Sea massages their coasts,giving them their name. Okay, so now we're finding out why they are called the Baltic States. It's because of a body of water called the Baltic Sea.
Yes, absolutely. And we should point out that when we say Baltic States, the word here, state, isn't describing a state like in the US. We're talking about nation states,which are also called countries.
Okay, so this is interesting to know, friends. We find out here that in summer, people flock to the sun-kissed beaches of Jūrmala, Latvia.
Right, they flock to this place. If you flock to a place, well, it means that many people come to that place in large numbers.
For example, you could say, tourists flock to the beach in the summertime.Now, flock is also a word that we use to describe a large group of birds. A flock of birds could flock to a place. So maybe you can see that picture in your mind, a large group of birds moving to the same place at the same time. That's kind of what is going on here with those tourists.
Yep, they are flocking to these beaches in Latvia. Pine forests line the beaches, and grand wooden villas, reminders of Jūrmala's 19th century history as a spa town, peek out from the trees.
We have several terms we want to take a look at in this sentence, friends. First, we're talking about that word villas. A villa is a large, nice house.
For example, many places might have a lot of luxury villas. Tourists can go and stay there.
All right, so we find out here that there are grand wooden villas, and these villas are reminders of something. If something is a reminder of something else, it makes you think of that thing or remember something.
And that is a reminder for all of us to make another sentence. Here it is. Some old buildings are reminders of historical events.
That's right. So we also see something else here that we should talk about. We hear that there is history here, that this used to be a spa town. Now, when we talk about the spa, we're referring to a place for relaxation and beauty treatments.
For example, you might want to buy a coupon or a gift card for a spa day for someone that you love.
That's right. So it sounds like there's a lot of history in this place. It used to be a spa town where people would go to relax.
And this reminds me of something. What can you find at a spa? Well, often you can find a sauna. Now, saunas originate from this part of the world, the Baltic states, and all the way up through Finland.
Very interesting. Well, friends, we've explored one part of the Baltic states, and we have much more to learn. We'll do that together in just a moment, right after we go to today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? The playful phrase, peek out from. Last week, I was hiding behind the couch during a game of hide and seek with my nephew. I wanted to see if anyone was coming, so I slowly peeked out from behind the cushions. He spotted me right away and started laughing. Peek out from means to look out from a hiding place in a quick, shy or curious way. Something or someone shows just a little bit of itself. For example, the kitten peeked out from under the bed when it heard its name. Or bright flowers peeked out from behind the tall grass in the garden. Here are some other fun ways to use the word peek. Take a peek means to look at something quickly and secretly. For example, do not take a peek at your birthday present until the party starts. Peek in means to look inside a room or place for a short moment. For example, the teacher peeked into the classroom to check if everyone was working quietly. Peek through means to look through a small opening, like a keyhole or curtains. For example, I peeked through the fence to see the new puppy next door. Those little peeks make life more exciting, whether it's a surprise or just checking what's happening. A quick peek will always bring a smile. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
The quiet beauty of the Baltics. Nature lovers will be amazed at how much wild beauty can fit into these compact countries. No trip to the Baltics would be complete without a visit to Estonia's Lahemaa National Park. There you'll find forests, rocky coastlines, and quiet trails where deer, wolves, and bears walk. Across the border in Latvia, Gauja National Park lives up to its nickname, Latvia's Switzerland. Tall sandstone cliffs tower over the winding Gauja River, and there are caves, castles, and forests to explore. In Lithuania, the Kuronian Spit is a truly unique natural wonder. It feels like a place not touched by time, perfect for long, peaceful walks or bike rides.
As the hikers walked along the narrow path near the cliff, they carefully watched their steps to avoid slipping on loose rocks. 当登山客们沿着悬崖旁边狭窄的小路上走的时候，他们小心翼翼地留意脚下，以免在松动的岩石上滑倒。接下来看 cliffhanger 这个字，字面的意思呢是悬在悬崖边的人，常用来比喻悬念或是扣人心弦的结局。譬如 The TV show ended on a cliffhanger and left the audience wondering what would happen next. 这部电视剧以悬念结束，让观众好奇接下来会发生什么事。来学一个惯用语 on edge， 意思是紧张不安，如坐针毡。譬如 Delia felt on edge all dayAfter having a difficult conversation that morning with her employer. 那天早上与雇主进行了一次不舒服的谈话后， Delia 一整天都感到紧张不安。All right, we'll stop here for today. I'll see you in our next language lab.
There is so much to do in this amazing part of the world.Let's move on and find some other hidden gems.
Well, we're talking about things that nature lovers might enjoy doing. Our article says, nature lovers will be amazed at how much wild beauty can fit into these compact countries.
All right, these compact countries. That word compact or compact means small in size, but able to hold or contain a lot.
Let's use it in a sentence. These compact districts are full of people. You might say that the population is very dense. This means that there are a lot of things or people fit into a small space. And here what our article is talking about is that these countries might be small, but there's a lot to do there.
There's a lot going on. We read on, no trips to the Baltics.Would be complete without a visit to Estonia's Lahemaa National Park.
What can you do at this national park? Well, our article tells us. We read on, there you'll find forests, rocky coastlines, and quiet trails where deer, wolves, and bears walk. I'm surprised to find that there's quite a bit of wildlife here.
Yeah, I don't know that I would want to run into a wolf up close, but they would be amazing to see.
Yeah, it would. No bears for me either. We read on here, across the border in Latvia, Gwaha National Park lives up to its nickname, Latvia's Switzerland.
All right, yes, so Gauja National Park, it lives up to the nickname, Latvia's Switzerland.The idea is, this is in Latvia, but it feels a lot like Switzerland.
Yeah, and we see this phrase, across the border. This is saying that something is in another area, or maybe in another country.
For example, we traveled across the border to try some different snacks, but struggled because they spoke a different language.
Okay, so we're finding out here that there is this wonderful national park. What else can you see there?
How about tall sandstone cliffs? They tower over the winding Gauja River, and there are caves as well, castles and forests to explore.
Okay, now we are looking at something we can visit in Lithuania, the Curonian Spit.It's a truly unique natural wonder. It feels like a place not touched by time, perfect for long, peaceful walks or bike rides.
All right, we had some interesting things in there that we should talk about. This thing feels like something. If something feels like something, it gives the feeling or impression of that other thing.
Here's an example of how you could use feels like in a sentence. It feels like summer already. It's already very hot outside.
All right, so this place, the Curonian Spit, feels like a place not touched by time. What in the world does that phrase mean?
Okay, if something is touched by time, it means that it's showing signs of age. Oftentimes we use this to say that something is showing age in a charming way.
Sure, and here we're saying that this place feels like it's not touched by time. It feels like it's not aging. Here's another example sentence. We might say the old town feels a bit touched by time.
I'm very curious to see pictures of this place because it sounds really beautiful. A place where you could take long, peaceful walks or go on a bike ride. That sounds really enjoyable to me.
I would agree with that. And friends, we're not done talking about the Baltics, but right now, it's time for us to go watch our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 no 点点点 without 这个双重否定的句型，它用来表达双重否认，表示若没有什么什么就不会发生什么什么，强调若没有前者就不会发生后者。例如课文的这一句 ，No trip to the Baltics would be complete without a visit to Estonia's Lahema National Park.若不造访爱沙尼亚的拉赫马国家公园，波罗的海之旅就不算完整。句构是 no, not, never 加点点点 without 加名词或动名词，以否定词 no, not, never 作为开头，后面接 without 引出缺少的事物或动作来表达没有 A 就没有 B。来看例句。My father never goes to bed without making sure the door is locked. 我父亲一定会去确认上好门锁才会去睡觉。
Well, friends, we have come to the end of day one of this travel article, so it's time for us to talk about some of the things we've learned today.
All right, in this travel article, we're traveling to three different countries together called the Baltic States.This area actually includes one other area that's not a country in its own, but a small part of Russia. Anyway, we found out that there are many places to visit in these countries.
And the three countries we talked about were Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. These are very small, compact countries.
That means they are small, but have a lot to offer. We learned that on the Baltic coast,You can have a great trip to the beach where the forests go right up against the beach.
Yeah, it sounds really beautiful. We learned that because there is a beach right there on the Baltic Sea, that's how these Baltic states got their name. We also learned that this used to be a spa town, so there is a lot of opportunities to relax by the water.
You can go to other places in the Baltic states.Maybe go away into the forest. Go for a nice walk or a bike ride.
You can go visit the national park where there are beautiful sandstone cliffs. It sounds like there is a lot to do here, and we are going to learn about some other things you can do there tomorrow as well. We hope you'll come back for the second part of our lesson, friends. But for now, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye.
A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.